Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Truth Train here on Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 2014. Normally, you'd be hearing Liberty Lisa's voice, but you won't be hearing it tonight, because she's busy fighting her case. This is Austin Thomas. I'm filling in for her. And I sure wish I could find her intro song. Wow, okay. Let me see. I think it's under Renegade here. Trying to find intro. Today we'll be talking about media manipulation. Well, so much for the intro, and just roll out the Ron Paul what if.
I have a few questions for my colleagues. What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others and has nothing to do with us being free and prosperous? What if propping up repressive regimes in the Middle East endangers both the United States and Israel? What if occupying countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and bombing Pakistan is directly related to the hatred directed toward us? What if someday it dawns on us that losing over 5,000 American military personnel in the Middle East since 9/11 is not a fair trade-off for the loss of nearly 3,000 American citizens, no matter how many Iraqi, Pakistani, and Afghan people are killed or displaced? What if we finally decide that torture, even if called enhanced interrogation technique, is self-destructive and produces no useful information, and that contracting it out to a third world nation is just as evil? What if it is finally realized that war and military spending is always destructive to the economy? What if all wartime spending is paid for through the deceitful and evil process of inflating and borrowing? What if we finally see that wartime conditions always undermine personal liberty? What if conservatives who preach small government wake up and realize that our interventionist foreign policy provides the greatest incentive to expand the government? What if conservatives understood once again that their only logical position is to reject military intervention and managing an empire throughout the world? What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if Obama has no intention of leaving Iraq? What if a military draft is being planned for the war that will spread if our foreign policy is not changed? What if the American people learn the truth, that our foreign policy has nothing to do with national security, that it never changes from one administration to the next? What if war and preparation for war is a racket serving the special interests? What if President Obama is completely wrong about Afghanistan and turns out worse than Iraq and Vietnam put together? What if diplomacy is found to be superior to bombs and bribes in protecting America? What happens if my concerns are completely unfounded? Nothing. But what happens if my concerns are justified and ignored? Nothing good.
All right, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Truth Train. I'm going to kick off the show with Changing the Hive Mind, How Social Media Manipulation Affects Everything. It's a talk that Tim Weininger gave at TEDxUND. Really interesting stuff. Check this out.
Then actively, purposefully manipulating what you all see and hear in the news. And that might be a bit of a surprise. That might, you might not really believe me, but it's true. And the reason that this might sound, you might be a little worried about this, is because media is such an important part of our daily lives. Media, at least to me, determines and shapes, molds the lens through which I view the world. And I think, in general terms, media determines what can be said. Media determines who can say it. Media determines how it can be said. And I think most important, media determines who can hear it. And consider, for example, whenever I see the news and something is happening, it calls me to action. I can get really happy about some fantastic story that I hear, but I can also get really mad and angry and go out and the media can tell me to change my behavior and it influences me to go and act. Consider, for example, the impact that the press had on the American Revolutionary War. The leaders of the revolution, they had to get together and organize what was at the time 13 very different, very independent colonies and rally them together to eventually defeat what was at the time the most powerful military in the world. When asked how this was done, John Adams, who was later the second president, he said that it was the press, section, the printed press, that, quote, contributed to change the temper and views of the people and compose them into an independent people. It was Napoleon Bonaparte that called the press the seventh great power. The first six great powers, by the way, were France and Germany and England and the other great powers of the day. America didn't make the list back. A few years later, when the radio was invented, Joseph Goebbels, who was the Nazi propaganda minister, he said that radio was the eighth great power because of the massive influence that it can have on a population. Fast forward a few more years, and television changed everything. Michael West, in a recent speech, he said that when television was brought into the forefront, it changed our living room. He said that it literally, we rearranged the furniture in our living room to seat around the television. And I know in my house, that's the same. And so we see the massive amount of influence that media can have on our lives. And if you think about, especially this television, it's a one-way communication device. There's someone speaking, and there's a family, and many families, one-way communication. And when you think about it, in modern times, with all the consolidations and media mergers that have happened, it turns out that today there are only five companies who own and control what most of us see and hear on television, and on the radio, and in at least major newspapers. And that actually led one famous newsman to say, and I quote, "We're supposed to keep watch over the powerful so the powerful don't become corrupt. But what happens when the powerful own the news?" And it's an interesting thought. By the way, the newsman who said this was like, fast forward now to 2014. The amount of information, the amount of media and news that is created every day is truly mind-boggling. Absolutely astounding how much information is created. And no one individual can possibly wrangle all of that. No one can read at least all the headlines, and no one can possibly wade through the massive amount of information that we get. Instead, we rely on other people to tell us what news, what products are worth our time and our money. And many of us, we ask the sky, and many of us ask the crowd. And so what has been happening more and more today is that every time we go online, we are looking at the aggregated opinions of other people to tell us what is worth our time and money. And I call this the hive mind. Well, I don't call it that. Many other people call it that. And now, if I'm working for the news company, if I'm working for Fox News or CBS, and I'm a, let's say, an executive, and I'm sitting in my chair, and I see all of these opinions being shared online, and I see my budget declining, I could think to myself, you know what? Do we have to tell people what they need to hear? With all the new social media, why instead don't we tell people what they want to hear? That's an interesting concept. By the way, that news executive, again, was Ron Burgundy. And so this is happening. right? So if you go into CNN, you can join the conversation. And anymore, these big news outlets are taking what is popular online, what is trending on Twitter, and rebroadcasting. So what is happening online now doesn't stay online. What happens online gets picked up by the general news and rebroadcast everyone for everyone to see. And I think that's really fantastic. Specifically, what I've been studying the past, again, past 2 years is a website called Reddit. And on Reddit.com, it's purported to be, and I quote, the source of the website of what is new and popular online. And the way it works is like this. Anyone can go onto Reddit, and they can create an account, and you're completely anonymous. You have a username and a password, give your email, but they never send you anything. And I can create a post. And a post requires me to send a URL. I just made this up. TED.com/changingthehiveMind. And I titled this post, Best TED Talk Ever. True or not, this is the post that I'm submitting, and I can push submit, and it appears in whatever category, subreddit they call it, that I submitted it to. And so you can see now, Best TED Talk Ever is at the top. And then what happens is that other people come onto Reddit.com, they see this, they look at the link, they look at the post, they don't have to click on it, but by looking at it, they're drawing opinion, and they can either upvote, meaning they like it, or they can downvote, meaning they don't like it. And every time you upvote and downvote something, it changes the score. And then as the score grows and decreases, it changes how it's ranked on the website. And so what I've been doing is I go onto Reddit, and I wrote a computer program. The computer program, every 2 minutes, goes to Reddit.com, gets the most recent post. And there are many per second. It's like it's mostly supposed, and randomly, without looking at the title, who submitted it, the time of day, just randomly, I upvote it or I downvote it. 50-50. And I do this every 2 minutes. And after 4 days, when the news is settled and people have stopped talking about this particular news article, I go and I look to see, well, what was the result of this post that I manipulated? And, for example, this one has 3,970. That means probably about 5,000 people upvoted it and 1,138 people, 28 people downvoted it. All right, so 5,000 people voted on this, and this is the eventual score. Now, I've been doing this, like I said, for and 2 minutes over 6 months is about 150,000 manipulations. If you take all those and aggregate it together, you'll see the results are pretty astounding. If I were to upvote something initially, the final score on average is quite a bit higher than the average score for any post. If I downvote something initially, then the average score is much, much lower than if I would have done nothing at all. But I think it's better to look at it maybe a little bit different way. If you look at it, what appears on the front page of Reddit.com, you'll see that if I upvote something, it has a 20% more likely chance of being on the front page of Reddit. And if I downvote something, it has a 12% less likely chance of being on the front page. And as I said before, what happens on the front page doesn't necessarily stay on the front page, right? It can go to the news media, be rebroadcast to millions of other people. And I think this is a little bit frightening to me, that I can manipulate very easily. Again, this is just one small nudge, one tiny push, and I can change what happens online. So I think even more scary is that this post, and this was the most the highest rated post of that day. So 3,972 points is actually pretty high, and this is, say, at the top of Reddit.com for quite a while. But if 5,000 people voted on this, it turns out that about 2 million people will see that post. And some basic math, you'll see that this translates to about 0.25% of the visitors to Reddit.com determine what the other 2 million people see. But again, 0.25% determines what we've seen here online and then in the news. And that, to me, is kind of an astounding fact. And the Internet, in my opinion, like a democracy, only really works well when its citizens contribute. Right? And so that actually led one, Alexis Ohanian, who is the co-founder of the team, to Notre Dame a few days ago. And he said something that kind of stuck with me a little bit. He said that the Internet will only ever be as good as we make it. That's because we control it. We can manipulate. We can change. We can vote on what we'd like to see on the internet. And so join me again, I guess, into the confessional. I initially confessed to you how I was manipulating what you all see and hear in the news media. And that's true, and I showed you how I can do it. But I think the tables have turned a little bit too. You guys, every time you like something on Facebook or upvote something on Reddit or retweet something or stumble upon something or dig something, you are manipulating what I see and hear in the news media. And in my opinion, that's okay. The internet, if anything, has shown that it can collectively, we can together on the internet do and accomplish things that are we can never accomplish individually. And so I leave you with this. Let's make, in the words of Alexis, let's make the internet the best internet we can, and let's do it together. Thank you. So, and then we made it. And that actually was led.
Pretty interesting how one person can go on to Reddit, randomly up or down vote a post, and manipulate the results just from one program. Now, I just want that's just one small example. I want you to think if there is, say, on Reddit, there is 100 people working that site and manipulating, not just one. And I want you to think, again, for all kinds of social media, as he stated, Twitter, or as he stated, Facebook. I mean, come on, guys. We all know that there are people on Facebook that it's pretty obvious what their job really is to manipulate what you guys see, how you guys react. You've seen the posts. You guys know what I'm talking about. I wanted to play something else too. And this is just a few minutes. I'm sure you guys, well, many of you have seen it, I'm sure. It was just released today. We have another message from ISIS, and allegedly there was another beheading from ISIS. Again, this is a use of media, manipulating media. And let me get this up. I'll go ahead and play this. This is the alleged. I'm not saying that he isn't dead or hasn't been beheaded or what have you, but this is, again, media manipulation. This is Stephen Sotloff. This is the message, the Islamic State.
The United States of America will continue to do what we must do to protect our people. We will be vigilant and we will be relentless. When people harm Americans anywhere, we do what's necessary to see that justice is done. And we act against ISIL, standing alongside others.
This is a second message to America.
I am Stephen Joel Sotloff. I'm sure you know exactly who I am by now and why I am appearing before you. And now it is time for my message. Obama, your foreign policy of intervention in Iraq was supposed to be for the preservation of American lives and interests. So why is it that I'm having to pay the price of the interference with my life? Am I not an American citizen? You've spent billions of U.S. taxpayers' dollars, and we've lost thousands of our troops in our previous fighting against the Islamic State. So where is the American people's interest in reigniting this war? From what little I know about foreign policy, I remember a time when you could not win an election without promising to bring our troops back home from Iraq from Afghanistan and closed down Guantanamo. Here you are now, Obama, nearing the end of your term, and having achieved none of the above, and seemingly marching us, the American people, into a blazing fire.
I'm back, Obama, and I'm back because of your arrogant foreign policy towards the Islamic State, because of your insistence in continuing your bombings in Al-Nusra rather than the Mossadegh, despite our serious warnings. You, Obama, have yet again, through your actions, killed yet another American citizen. So just as your missiles continue to strike our people, our knife will continue to strike the necks of your people. Opportunity to warn those governments who have entered this evil alliance of America against the Islamic State to back off and leave our people alone.
They have a David Hawthorne they show at the end of this video. He is actually a British journalist, and I guess he's next on the chopping block, so to speak. Again, this shows media manipulation. I'm just, like, watching these videos. Same with Foley. Same with this one. Total manipulation. What is to be gained by this? What is to be gained by this? And I see I got the mouth here. He's called it. I'm going to bring him on in.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
What the hell you think? What the hell you think's going on with these beheading videos, Mao?
I think they're fake. 100% of me thinks that they're fake. And I don't think that people's theory of them all being filmed at the same time months ago is correct. If you listen to Mr. Sotlov, he says, I think you know who I am by now. Uh-huh.
Right.
And then you watch the videos, and no blood comes from the necks. I mean, this one, he even puts his knee up, puts his foot up, lifts his knee up on one foot so he can lean back into him. It's like, oh, yeah, here, let me help you. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a fake. It's a fake, it's phony, it's fraud. It's even worse than the first one.
I thought the production quality and the beheaded body with the more blood looked a little bit more realistic than the first one.
Well, you know, they've had a couple weeks to get better, you know, to get more fake blood. That's all I'm saying is, like I said, they dated themselves when he said, "I think you know who I am by now," you know, so.
Well, because he was up at the end of the Steve Foley video,
mm-hmm.
And you know they might have scripted this and decided what order they were going to play them. I mean, I mean, I'm not saying that he's alive anymore either. I'm just saying that these videos themselves, these are not real beheadings taking place on the screen as they fade to black.
Nope.
Because these militant extremists have no problem showing a real beheading, and they've done it many times before. I have my opinion. What's your opinion? What is the purpose behind these videos?
False flag. This is a false. This is just what I talked about last night on Last Voice for Liberty, buddy. This is a 100% false flag attack. This is them showing another group doing a heinous act and then acting like that we need to go in and save the day. And no, the fact of the matter is this is just a propaganda technique to goat the American people into supporting us going back into Iraq for a war.
That's my feelings too. As this is to build support and build a backlash through the country that you know we are going to go in and we have to eliminate this enemy. And the funny thing is, there's really not much comedy about this, but the funny thing is Al-Qaeda, which ISIS has spun from, is our own creation.
Mm-hmm. I'm not totally convinced that ISIS isn't our own creation.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, even if you believe that the stories that it spun from Al-Qaeda, which we created, it's still our creation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we nurtured this one along, and I mean, this one just really stinks to high heaven. We leave these Humvees, and armaments behind in the desert. Well, we didn't. The Iraqi army that we trained and supplied them with did. Excuse me.
We supplied them with guns when they were the Syrian rebels. You know, we sent John McCain over there. There's plenty of photographic evidence of John McCain with the supposed heads of ISIS, circled and marked out and pointed out who these gentlemen are. And I'm sorry. How many times, Austin, you know this just as well as I do, how many times have these sons of bitches lied to us? Over and over and over again. They're like the little boy or the little boy who cried wolf. You know, they're, oh, wolf, bad guy over here, bad guy over there, bad guy over there. Guess what? I'm not believing them anymore. Until these bad guys supposedly start marching down the streets, I don't believe them anymore. Sorry.
I'm with you. I think that this is a total media manipulation. And I left it open as media manipulation. It doesn't have to be TV and the lamestream TV. I just left it wide open. And we got 706. Let me bring them into the round table.
There he is.
706.
Hey, guys. How you doing, Earl?
I'm good, buddy.
Oh, big Earl.
What's happening, fellas?
Oh, just chewing the fat about how we get lied to on a daily basis, and at some point in time, people keep expecting us to believe them.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware of this, but last year, around the trucking rally time, everything that I was whining and bitching about in the news was about the money, the weapons, and then he gets on TV and says, I need to send troops over to Syria. That's treason. And,
mm-hmm.
and how many billions of dollars did he send to the Muslim Brotherhood? And then all of a sudden, the Syrian rebels, and now ISIS, are so well-equipped and so well-funded. Where the hell did all that money come from? Oh, the Muslim Brotherhood money that Obama was handing out like candy. I'm sorry, but these videos are nothing more than the scare the American people into the boogeyman so that we'll be so afraid of them. Well, I say bring them on. Let's cut their goddamn heads off. They come over here and start shit.
Word.
We're about to sail into a shit typhoon, Randy, so we better haul in the jib before it gets covered with shit.
Well, that's right, man. You know, let's quit pussyfooting around. You know, if these guys are so well-funded and so going to come against us, and wait a minute. Let's listen to what his threats are and what he wants. He's like, leave us alone. That's the
right.
end of it. Leave our people alone. Okay, let's uproot, pull all our guys out of there, get everybody out of there. And say, all right, fine. I'm leaving. It's your chunk of sand. Deal with it.
Yeah, well, you know what? On the leave us alone comment, yeah, sure, we'll leave you alone when you leave our fucking Christians alone. Quit killing them.
We can either do one of two things. We can either get involved or stay the hell out of it, and I believe we need to stay the hell out of it. They're going to go around killing Christians, then maybe the Christians over there need to do something about it. Maybe the forces over there need to do something about it. Why the hell do we have to?
Start circling all the Christian areas where the Christians are and stay there so that if they come around and mess with the Christians, we'll protect them. The rest of the fucking sandbox, go ahead. Kill each other. I don't give a fuck.
Oh. Well, Well, see that this is a problem. This has to go. I mean, the alleged reason we went into Iraq in the first place was weapons of mass destruction. You remember that lie from the media?
Oh,
how many
yeah.
times did we hear?
Yeah, and according to ISIS, they found some.
Well, how many times did we hear
this? If ISIS found weapons of mass destruction, that just exonerated Bush.
No. They didn't find any weapons of mass destruction. There wasn't any.
I don't know.
Manipulation.
I don't know if it's true or not. I just saw the article.
Well, here's something.
They found weapons of mass destruction.
Here's something
over
I
there.
Want to say, guys: is they've found M1 Abrams tanks, that are virtually indestructible. Yeah, that's a weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, that,
right.
But that were ours that we left behind. I heard you talking about that last night, Lee, on your show. But you know what? If they found any weapons of mass destruction, I wouldn't doubt it. It was those missing weapons of mass destruction from Texas last year.
Well, there you go. That from Waco. I forgot all about that. Go ahead,
Well, the point I was making is Saddam Hussein was no nice guy by any means. Okay, yeah, he was killing people in Iraq. So we're going to go into Iraq and kill about 1 million people. What did that accomplish?
Sense.
We just killed 100 times more than Saddam Hussein would have killed.
Yeah, in a shorter amount of time. See, that's where I've got to say, man, we've got to draw this line. We can either go and get involved and kill millions of innocent people and get our own boys over there and women, young men and women over there killed, or we can bring them home and say, all right, you guys want to mess with us? Here we are. We're waiting. Bring it. We ain't going to come over to you and mess around. Do you guys want to do your bull crap over there and I'll act a fool? Then we'll let your section of the world take care of it for you. Because we're not going to go over there and do it anymore. We're not going to put our young men and women in harm's way because you guys can't take care of your friggin' selves.
Exactly. Well, the whole thing is this is designed all half-assed. I've said this many times. This is about maintaining the petrodollar. This isn't about bringing freedom and democracy to people in Iraq.
That's for sure.
But again, that's what the media manipulation would like you to believe. It's not true. It's not true at all.
We're killing white people. We've got to do something.
This makes me sick. If these gentlemen, in fact, are dead, and I don't fully believe that, sorry to all the family members and everybody else who wants to get all butthurt about that. I have a form. I'll issue that later on Facebook for you. But even if these guys are dead, you know, they knew where they were going. They knew what section of the world that they were going to be in and that the risks that entailed from doing that. You know, these supposed ISIS members, they don't follow the rules of engagement. They ain't there to be UN guidelines and everything else. You know, they're out there being aggressive and fighting warfare, what real warfare is, not this made-up, we got a little bit of rules, you can't point your gun at nobody, don't shoot that person. You know, none of that crap. They don't care. So therein lies the problem. Either you're going to have the forces over there, and this, my son came in and told me that he read something about Iraq getting ready to bomb ISIS. And so, you know, there. Why do we need to go over there if Iraq's going to, if the Iraqi government is going to take care of the problem? Let them. If these ISIS members want to invade and attack Saudi Arabia, good luck to you. I don't think that you're going to get too far.
When the hell is it our problem what's going over there?
It isn't.
It's not our problem. The only thing I would be doing over there is protecting the Christians because they are not doing anything to be killed. They're only being killed because they're Christians.
I said the same thing about the Jews.
Well, yeah,
right.
Same thing. I mean, if they're killing people just because they're not Muslim, that I would get involved in. But you want to fight over the oil or this city or that city and kill each other? Go ahead, knock socks off. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Oh, it's America. It's like Austin said, it's America's counteraction to what Russia and China, what BRICS is going on, as going on, you know? They know that if the other largest economies in the world switch over away from the petrodollar to a petroruble or a petroyuan, then we are screwed. So we want to keep that foothold in Iraq, excuse me, because they produce a lot of oil. We keep our foothold there, then we can get all this oil. What they don't understand is that we have we have plenty of our own oil reserves, enough to last us for quite a good amount of time. And not only that, there are many other oil reserves around North America that we have contracts to be able to do. They just don't want us to do it. See, they're trying to get keep that foothold and keep themselves in the world game to try and keep this failed experiment called the Federal Reserve and fiat currency alive.
Right. That's the only reason we're in the Mideast. Look at what's happening in like Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see us there?
No, because China's been there, has already made their move to get in there. That's why, you remember the whole Joseph Kony thing in Uganda? What was it, 2012 that was? Where, this guy's brutalizing villages and everything else. Yeah, this guy had an army of maybe 60 old men, and they're hide out in the jungle for the last 10 years when that had come across. The push for the move wanting us to go into Uganda was pure propaganda. That's one of the biggest media manipulations I've ever seen. They did it through social media, trying to get people to, let's support going into Uganda to get this Kony guy. No, they wanted us to go into Uganda because Uganda's got one of the largest oil reserves underneath the ground. Guess why we never went and why that story all of a sudden died? China already made it there.
Uganda also is known for blood diamonds.
Yeah, but it's also known for that, but the Rothschilds own all that, so they don't care.
But, you know, to Austin's original comments about the beheadings, tell you the truth, I haven't watched them, and I don't really care to, because you know what? It doesn't make a frickin' difference whether they cut people's heads off or not. Whether who they are, it doesn't matter. It does not enhance nor stop my desire for freedom.
No, right. It doesn't.
But the whole point of the show and how this all ties in, and with the 10-minute clip that I played at the beginning of manipulation of Reddit, what's on the front page by one person, is how you manipulate the media. How you use it as a tool.
Yeah, but they're doing more than manipulating the media. They're manipulating the people of the United States. Oh, keep us safe, American government. Please don't let them bad ICE people get us.
Yeah,
we'll
using the media
we'll
to do it.
We'll give up our liberties. Please save us from the bad terrorists.
Yeah, they're using the media to do it. Why do you think that even after a couple days that after the James Foley video came out and experts took it apart and debunked it as fraud, that the mainstream media and the talk radio show hosts were all going, well, and the beheading of James Foley is really causing serious impact. They kept feeding it, kept pounding it down our throats, kept saying, oh, yeah, they did this. They beheaded that guy. No, they did not. His head was photoshopped onto the back of the body along with the Live Leak logo. They proved it. It's been proven over and over. It's all over the damn internet. These people, NSA, have got to be absolutely either incompetent in what they're doing with their spying on us by looking at everything we're posting, or, you know, by, Jesus, Jiminy Christmas, man. Either that or everybody's just completely stupid. And you will really see how they're pounding this lie down our throats, man.
Well, let's put it this way. If you really wanted to keep people divided, why not make such a bad production with such a bad Photoshop that it can get dismantled, but the sheep will still buy it. And you still have the lamestream media feeding it, oh, the James Holy beheading, the video. Mm-hmm. Which fades to black, which doesn't show an actual beheading, and with a bad Photoshop picture on the back.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, bud, but when they took the James Foley video and they started, you know, slowing it down and doing some time capturing from where it starts to fade to black and bringing those images back, you can see there he's moved the knife across his throat 6 times. No blood comes from the throat. In fact, it looks like blood starts to drool down from the top of his head. I don't understand how that works. You know, I'd never, ever in my entire life seen something get its head cut off at the neck and start bleeding from the top of its head.
You know, the reason why they do what they're doing is, first of all, you and me and Austin and all of us at Truth Emerges, we're so few and far between. But the masses believe everything because they watch the masses. They'll believe any fucking thing, anything.
It's true. You have to realize the average American watching television has a fifth grade education. And they're playing to this. They play to it. I mean, look at commercials are all dumbed down. The programs are all dumbed down.
Oh, they are.
Because if you had a program that was really stimulating, like I'm gonna put in a little plug for Nova on PBS, that actually makes you think. What kind of ratings does Nova on PBS get?
Well, probably bottom of the rung when it comes to your local stations. You know, usually
right.
that's how that works. I've watched Nova since I was a kid, so you know, you might be asking the wrong guy.
Right, but then you put Honey Boo Boo on TV, and how many people watch that shit?
At least one that I know of and related to. Sadly enough, I will have to admit that she told me that this. My mother told me that this weekend that she watched that damn show, and I'm like, why? I was like, you are part of the decline of Western civilization. She goes, I'm old and I'm getting ready to die. I don't care. She goes, they make spaghetti with ketchup and butter, Lee. That's funny. I was like, no, that's not funny. That's disgusting. I was like, for Pete's sakes. No,
what?
She loves that stuff.
What?
Oh, she
they
said that. That's what she told
with
me.
What?
Ketchup and butter. Yes, I'll wait while you throw up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Really?
That's what I said. I was like, are you serious? Mom, why is this entertaining to you? I don't know. Because it's so stupid. Wow. Just
well,
wow.
That's a wow. I'm just, like, still shaking my head. I for one, I've never watched a Honey Boo Boo. I've never watched. I watched maybe 5 minutes of Dancing with the Stars. I've watched American Idol a few times, but I don't get it. What the hell is entertaining about watching someone make spaghetti with butter and ketchup?
I have no idea. I don't see how that. I don't see how that's even palatable. I mean, how can you even eat a fork of full of that without, you know? Just good lord.
Oh.
Oh, and then there's this other one. She likes to watch. Southern something. These people own this mud bog. You know, a bunch of rednecks, but they all have nicknames. You know, Little Bit. And Big Sexy, and one girl, her nickname is even Fat Legs. And I don't understand this. These people come on television, I'm Fat Legs. And, well, we can see that. What's your real name? I mean, for Pete's sake. And these people are getting $60,000 an episode, Austin, $60,000. How much is it worth to you to deceive the American people and turn them away from, make them turn a blind eye to everything that's really important? $60,000 a year sounds about, an episode sounds about right. What do you get, 13 episodes in a season most times? $60,000 times 13, man, shit. These idiots, and they're idiots. It's like, man, I acted really dumb when I was a kid. Why? Where was somebody to offer me $60,000 an episode?
Really? $60,000 an episode?
Oh,
that's
my
twice as much as the average American makes in a year.
Mm-hmm. To do what?
And these average Americans, these 30-granders, they're making half as much in a year as this, as Fat Legs or whatever the hell her name is makes in an episode to entertain them.
I couldn't believe it when my mom told me that. She's like, oh yeah. She's like, if your show, if your reality show gets out there, makes it, and can stay on for a full season, then yeah, $60,000 an episode is the standard contract. I was like, you are making me ill. Just ill. $60,000 an episode, man. And all they do is get out there and make complete idiot assholes out of themselves, man.
Hey, we need to come up with our own episode called Tinfoil Hat.
Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe they'll pay us $60,000 an episode.
Probably not.
Oh, that would be...
We get too close to the truth, so...
Yeah, but, you know,
right.
Hey... Everybody else seems to think we're fools because we know this and know that. So maybe we might look like idiots in the eyes of the rest of the public and be worth $60,000.
Yeah, there you go. Earl, always thinking.
Not always.
Hey, don't put no words in my mouth, boy. People started.
Yeah, hell, this morning I was told to get off the exit and go left. I got 2 miles up the road, and I had to tell myself, you're ever left, asshole.
Here's a real quick funny one, man. My daughter-in-law was giving somebody directions on the phone, and she said, all right, well, you want to get on 235 East. And the lady gets on there, and then she calls her back. She goes, 235 only goes west. And you know, my daughter Michelle is going, no, it goes east too. You know, it's a big interstate. It goes east. No, it's only going west. I can't go east. She goes, would you look over to your left? Do you see all those other cars going in the opposite direction of you? That's 235 East. You want to get off on one of these bridges and turn around? It's like, really? My eyes just got big as hell. I was like, you got to be kidding me, man. They're out there, kids. They're out there that dumb, that ridiculous. And
these idiots all day long, man. They drive around in this bubble like nothing outside that bubble matters.
Putting on their makeup on the damn cell phones. I had some kid damn near hit me because he flew right through the damn intersection about 45 miles an hour, head down looking at his cell phone. Oh, then
right.
I caught up to him at the stoplight. And I put the fear of God in the young man because I rolled down my window, and you guys know me. I won't yell because I'll bust out microphones and monitors here, but I was like, get off your fucking phone before you kill someone. The kid looked up and thought, good Lord, you would have thought somebody walked over his grave.
Oh, I got train horns under the hood of my Dodge pickup.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I blast their ears out.
Well, I brought 661. It looks like someone is called in. 661.
Hello. How are you?
You're
Austin?
Hi. Good.
How
Who's
are
that?
You, Austin? Roger.
Good.
How you doing, Roger?
Roger.
The Liberty Beacon.
Yeah, Mr.
Hello.
Landry. So happy to have you, my friend. I'm glad you called in. We're talking today about media manipulation.
Well, what you were just talking about was the dumbed-down state of America. what you were just talking about is something that is absolutely catastrophic. Now, I won't even tell you that some of this might be due to the massive amount of aluminum that's dumped over our heads way up in the stratosphere every day that we breathe in. I won't even tell you that some of this might be because of the fact that we're getting stabbed with mercury and aluminum in our vaccines. I won't even tell you that at least 30% or more of the population in the United States is on psychotropic or psychiatric drugs. I won't even tell you that we're eating GMO food that is absolutely killing and sterilizing us. I won't even tell you that we are the most GMO vaccinated, fluoridated, geoengineered, and pharmaceutically dumbed down society on the planet. So when I look around me and I see these people walking around in a daze, and I realize that one out of every three people I see are on mind-bending drugs prescribed to them, mm-hmm. and when I ask 90% of the people I ask, what does D.C. stand for in Washington, D.C., and they can't tell me, or when I ask them what form of government they have and they say a democracy, or when I ask them any question that a fourth grader is required to know to get into the fifth grade, and 90%+ of them look at me like I'm from Mars because they haven't got a clue, then I would have to say that the conversation I heard prior to you letting me in was pretty spot on.
Yeah.
How's that for an opening, Austin?
There you go.
I love it, Roger. I mean, I love it. I mean, have you seen the latest beheading video?
You mean the latest, it's supposed to be a beheading video.
Yeah.
Right.
Just saying.
Because I haven't seen a beheading video. I just saw something that was supposed to be a beheading video.
Oh, yeah, right. these people are wonderful. Wonderful, aren't they? Wonderful. I want to know let's start a pool here. At which crisis actor are they going to trot out from one of the several other false flags over the past few years to be this guy's sister?
Oh, I agree. And I would tell you that the beheading videos they're trotting out lately have less credibility than a B-rated porno flick does. Well, gee, how would I know that? Did I just admit that I've watched B-rated porno flicks on your show?
Hey, at least it wasn't C-rated. As long as it wasn't C-rated, you're all right.
Yeah.
You still have dignity.
Okay. Anyway, I love the conversation you guys have going, because it just keeps sucking things out of my brain that make me just want to bite down on something so hard, all my remaining teeth shatter.
No, I don't blame you.
Amen.
It's so infuriating, so frustrating to sit and watch and know that, and especially over the past few years with a lot of us starting to wake a lot of other people up and getting that message out, and the more we research and the more we find out, the more disgusted I know I get. But you know, we've got all these people that are still biting the sandwich of shit, and I don't understand it. I really don't. It's like they're like, oh, man, you got to take a bite of this. This is awesome. It might be Nutella or something. I don't know, but that's pretty good. And they got chunks of corn in their teeth. You know, it's just driving me nuts.
I put something in a group today, and I'm not going to mention the name of the group because I really don't want to drag anybody through the coals by name, but I want to drag their ass over the coals by intent, okay? And this was an article that came from one of the Liberty Beacon sites, and we have a dozen of them spread across the globe. So this one was an article by an author who is one of the most meticulous in research and sourcing information I have ever seen in my life. And I put the article into this group, and less than 3 minutes later, and the name of the group has the word truth in it, okay? Truth. All right. Less than 3 minutes later, I get a message that says, your article is being removed because the source is not credible. Now, this is less than 3 minutes, which means that whoever looked at that article didn't have a chance to read it, didn't have a chance to check the source and credibility. All they had a chance to do was see where it came from and who the author was and what the title was. Well, the title was about vaccines, being utilized by the United Nations to promote sterility, which we all know is a fact, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yet the article was removed in less than 3 minutes due to lack of credibility. So for anybody out there that is telling you that the MSM can't be trusted, I agree. But for anybody out there telling you that some of these groups that parade in front of us, because they put the word truth in the name of their group or on their page or on mm-hmm. their website, they are automatically tagged with infallible credibility. I have seen today, and this organization has almost 45,000 members. So what I'm looking at is no longer considers the truth to be something that can be verified. It considers the truth to be something they have defined it as. So we have just as much redirection, misdirection, and smoke and mirrors, lies, and deceit moving through this liberty movement as we did in the MSM. And I wouldn't be surprised if this wasn't started by somebody like George Soros started this group, or Bill Gates, or need I go on?
No, you don't have to go on. We know exactly what you're talking about. We end up dealing with that. I think Austin and I together are a part of what, some 300 plus groups. So
right.
You know, we get this.
What do you call that, Austin? What do you call that, Austin? No, you called it something just as I was about to hang up last time, and I actually overheard you saying it. It was part of the posse. No, what did you call it?
Well, actually, what I call it is basically disinformation and psyops.
No, it was part of a group you belong to, not a name of a group. And you said, I think that Roger should be a part of this group. I don't think he would mind.
Oh, that
you
group.
Don't remember.
Oh, the coalition.
The coalition.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Us.
I was going to get. I was going to say you're just going senile, and I was going to tell you what the word was. But the whole thing here is that we need, as the true media and the new media, because anybody says alternative media, that's a name given to us by the mainstream media because an alternative is something that's second best. If I can't watch the football game I want to watch because it's being blocked, then, well, this team is playing. I don't like them quite as much, but they're an alternative. We were branded the alternative media by the mainstream media because it has negative connotations. We are the true media or the new media. And if we don't look out and sort through our own and see where we are being attacked from the snake in the grass, somebody who's pretending to be us. When things like this happen, it turns us all sour. It gives us all a bad taste. So your coalition that you speak of, Austin, is something that obviously each and every member within that coalition can easily vouch for everybody else in that coalition. And these are things of necessity, even more today than ever.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We're trying to get our own little network together, but we're going to try and do it the right way and put it out there. And I'm not saying we're always right. Of course we're wrong. We make mistakes. We're human beings. But
we're not going to
deliberately lie to you. We put it out there. We're not going to deliberately lie to you.
The only person who says to you, when anybody says to you that they don't make mistakes, that's the biggest mistake they ever made.
Yeah, and the biggest lie they'll ever tell.
That's great, because immediately people will look at them and go, well, that's obviously a lie. Because unless you're God, you're going to make mistakes.
Right.
All of us.
Well, exactly. And one thing that I can say, you know, for each member of the coalition and the shows that we all do, and when we get out here and say it, we tell you, hey, don't believe me. By all means, go look it up. Check me out. Fact check me. Please.
Right.
Prove me wrong. For the love of God, prove me wrong.
Let me tell you why I'm laughing so hard, because I've coined something that every time I do a show, people in the chat room actually request that I do it. This is what, because I do what's called rants, and I get angry, and I raise my voice, okay? I don't have guests. I bring an article I've written over the course of the week, and I go through that so people can actually see the links. They can go through the article as I'm doing the rant, and it lends credibility to it. But as I'm going through it, this is what I say. I can't make this stuff up. Do your research, and I don't challenge you to prove me wrong. Damn it, I dare you to prove me wrong.
Amen. Amen.
And you're right. He'd fit right in, Austin. He'd fit right in.
Oh yeah, I love Roger Landry and the Liberty Beacon. He's doing good things. Can you guys stick around? I got to pay our sponsors, run some promos.
I got a few minutes.
I'd love to have you guys.
I'm here for a little bit before I gotta jump over to NWO. But yep,
I got you. Let me pay some sponsors. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around, and thanks again to DMI Promotions.
Hi, friends. When it comes to reaching your audience, the best approach is in person. If you have a band, business, or charity event, you want to reach people in the best ways and venues possible. If you're touring in the Midwest, you need DMI Promotions. Their friendly staff is ready, willing, and able to assist you in venue locations and event promotions to make your show or event successful. Contact Tori Webb at 515-865-4463 or toriwebbdmi@gmail.com. DMI Promotions, your Midwest promotional team and proud sponsor of Truth Emerges Radio.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty, we are free at last!
Einstein, she's already ready to rally against the guns.
Well, you're set up for failure, but it doesn't mean you have to fail.
A disarmed our nation is ready for tyranny. What about the over 2 million crimes that were prevented by people being armed? This is a representative republic. Democracy is frickin' mob rules. That's what true democracy is. It's mob rules.
It's just like a matter of, you know, you got to be careful who you listen to and whose input you take. And it's all fun and games.
The one and only original Gorilla Radio with Austin Thomas and Liberty Lisa. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on the Truth Emerges Radio Network.
You took an oath to uphold the Constitution, not to uphold gangster banksters and a bunch of tyrannous political puppets.
It has to start somewhere. It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Friday Night Super Show.
Hello, cutie pie. Woo! Oh, hell no!
Tag team champions of the world!
There is evil!
I
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You lack discipline.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm out of control. I apologize for that.
Friday Night Super Show.
Are elephants, do elephant bulls fight with each other?
Now we're having fun.
Woo! I'm not God.
Stop whining.
Friday Night Super Show. Super Show, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Truth Emerges Radio and NWO Truth Radio. You are awake, be aware.
Does the mommy spider teach the spider how to do that?
You son of a bitch.
Congressman Paul, you voted against the war. Why are all your fellow Republicans up here wrong?
We talk about a humble foreign policy, no nation building, don't police the world. That is a conservative, it's a Republican, it's a pro-American, it follows the Founding Fathers, and besides, it follows the Constitution.
A wonderful, wonderful night to discuss an amazing document, and I'm looking forward to getting back to it, because it seems like every week something new and amazing pops out at us.
Yes, they want to claim that their way is decent society. Uh-huh. Their way is not decent society. Their way is control, subjugation, and slavery.
Constitution, Constitution, Constitution of the United States.
Oh, yeah. It's day nine of the Constitution. Tuesday nights, 8 p.m. Pacific. 10 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on NWO Truth Radio.
You're listening to The Truth Train with Liberty Lisa. Join the second hour by calling 1-347-855-8301.
All right, everybody, back here on The Truth Train. And no, it's not with Liberty Lisa. You got Austin Thomas today. You got The Mouth. You got Roger Landry. You got the Dashboard Outlaw, Earl Conlin. Everybody's hanging out today.
Birds of a feather flock together, my friend.
Well, I don't know. I guess that makes a whole lot of sense, because when you're really upset with somebody and you really want to piss them off and show them exactly how you feel, what do? You give them the bird.
That's right. Everybody knows.
So,
everybody
so
knows that
birds
the bird
of a feather,
is the word.
That's right. If we're birds of a feather, let's give it to them.
You know it. Bird is right. The word.
Give them that middle finger salute. Give it to them in stereo if they deserve it.
Hell yeah, with the guitar in your hand, Johnny Cash style, baby.
Well, there's a rebel from way back.
Right.
One of my heroes.
The guest call-in number is 347-855-8301. We're hanging out today on the Truth Train, filling in for the lovely Liberty Lisa. We're talking about media manipulation. Not that we'd try to manipulate you with the media here at Truth Emerges Radio.
Well, I've got one little piece of rant left in me, and then I'm going to have to duck out. So let me get into this, because this is my take, okay? I'm just about exactly three generations old. I turned 60 August 19th. So I'm just a wee bit over three generations old. And I can remember when I was young, it was illegal for you to own more than a certain amount of radio stations in a given area, more than a certain amount of local television shows, more than a certain amount of main media outlets. It was considered illegal. It was considered a monopoly. was a fact in America. Today, what we have is four or five companies, depending on what how you define the broadly based outline of a company, because several of these what are we consider separate companies share the same board of directors, share the same finances. So in actuality, they're a cabal. But we have, say, four or five countries, companies globally that own 94% of what is considered the mainstream media. So you have four or five people who CEO these companies, and they are each, in effect, controlled by the elite who pull their strings. So now we know that instead of having across this country many viewpoints that reflect the demographic of that area, we have an imposed viewpoint from about a half a dozen people who sit on the top and say, this is what we want them to believe today. And this all stems from a quote made by a CIA director in 1981, Casey, when he said, we will know the disinformation program we are perpetrating is successful when everything the American people believe is a lie.
Amen.
So when you go from 1,000 media outlets, each one thinking independently 50, 60, 70 years ago, to 1,500 media outlets, all controlled by about a half a dozen people, where can there ever be room for doubt that we are being propagandized?
I don't see how there can, Roger. I don't see how there can be room for doubt at all.
Man, I love how you break it down, Roger. Man, I got mad love for you. I'm proud to have you as a member of the coalition. You know, you're always welcome here on Truth Emerges Radio.
I'm going to drag you on one of my shows within the next week or two, because you and I always manage to have we manage to bounce things off of each other, and your guest here might not be a bad third wheel for that particular conversation. We'll talk over the next few days.
Oh, leave you the mouth.
I feel honored.
On my shows, it's a rant. So if you want to scream and you want to point your finger and let your face get red, and when you're screaming, you're spitting all over your computer screen, this is what we do.
That's how I do my shows, coincidentally enough.
Yeah, well
my whole house hears me when I... Yeah, my
I was honored
honor
to be with Sheila.
So.
Oh yeah, we're gonna definitely drag Lee Pierre the Mouth on. It's really a lot of fun. Sheila and I did a show with Roger. We did one of his rant shows, and it was a blast.
I love Sheila. Sheila has such an eloquence of speech. She's the only person I know who can rip you a new ass and never say a vulgar word, but literally take you apart atom by atom and do it with such eloquence of speech that you're left speechless.
Oh, yeah,
I'll have to agree.
Yeah, she's amazing, and we love you, Sheila.
I do, even though you never talk to me anymore.
All right, guys.
Yes.
I got to run, Austin.
All right, Roger.
I thank both of you gentlemen for allowing me to take part in this conversation and tell Liberty Lisa I said hello. I miss her dearly. That is one of my favorite people. Y'all have a very good evening, and the three of us are going to have a chat real soon over at the Liberty Beacon, okay?
For sure.
Oh, for sure. Most indubitably.
All right, guys.
So,
talk to you later.
Thanks,
all right,
man.
Take care.
Yeah,
that
I'm
was
looking
Roger
forward to
Landry.
That. I get to go on somebody else's show
Liberty.
And yell. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. The Liberty Beacon. It's the rant show. That's the name of the show. It's the rant show. you go on there and you just rant.
Okay. Turn your speakers down at home, folks, for that one, because, yeah, I'm going to get loud. I'm a loud guy as it is, and when I start yelling, then it's, you know, like things move. So I'm looking forward to it.
Exactly. And again, I'm filling in for Liberty Lisa. Prayers and good vibes to her. Tomorrow she's gonna get a decision on her sale of her house. Oh man, this is I mean, I can hardly imagine what she's going through, just me on the other end. I feel like I've been through the damn ringer.
Well, it's been such a long and drawn out and stressful process for, you know, I really feel for her, and much love and all my thoughts and everything going right to you. Hope that you get some positive news there, sis, because we love you to death, and well, I just really hope this works out for her, man. I really do.
Yeah, I do too, because I love her to death too.
Yeah, really, as much as she argues with me. Yeah, that's still, you know, she's still family. So we have a saying here in the coalition: your family, and doesn't matter how much you piss me off, I'm still going to have your back. So.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, just like that little chat we had going on. It was amazing. You know, we love each other.
Oh yeah.
I know that some members were in the coalition there were looking at that in our little private chat going, "Oh my."
I was just looking at it and go, "Uh-oh, they're at it again." Let me throw in a smart ass comment or a sticker here from time to time, and that keeps the ebb and flow going.
Right, right, and after the show here, you've got date night with the Constitution with the lovely Stephanie, right?
That's right, me and Stephanie Jazowski. We're probably going to try and finish out the last of the amendments. I'm not even sure where we left off because we strayed so far away, you know, with my recent delvings into anarchy and studying up on that. So it's kind of like, I'm looking at this 200-year-old piece of paper that was signed by people that have no bearings or anything towards me, and I'm going, man, I've been defending this for a very long time. Shit. You know?
Right. Well, it was a long process for me, and I'm going to give a shout-out to someone who really, really was, really got me over the hump of being a minarchist to anarchy, and that is the incomparable Larkin Rose, who actually made a few comments on the promo, which was pretty funny.
Yes, he did. I had to answer him. He's like, are they ever going to hire any good actors? And I was like, nope.
Hey, you want to know who else is an anarchist? You know the lady, Outlaw Josie Wells?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's an anarchist.
One of my favorite movies, by the way. Absolutely.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah,
I watched
this young lady
just last week.
I love her videos, man. She puts it right out there.
Oh, yeah.
I've been emailing the hell out of her, trying to get her to come on one of my shows, and she won't respond.
Yeah, she's a very busy lady. She's big in with Cop Block. She's an anarchist. Yeah, she's an anarchist. Like I mean, I hate to put labels on people like the Outlaw Josie Wales or Larkin Rose or myself, but we are. I hate even the term. We're not anarcho-capitalists. We're really individualist anarchists. We believe in you are your own ruler. You are your own owner.
Mm-hmm.
But I promised Lisa I wouldn't get into an turn this into an anarchy show today.
Oh, that's good because we only got 40 minutes left, so that means the majority of the show is already done. Now we can talk about anarchy for 40 minutes. Poke, poke, ha, ha, ha.
What day does 9/11 fall on?
That falls on a Thursday.
All right. I know, who has a show on Thursday?
Sonny is doing something, and then Renegade and I are putting together a late-night show for After Sonny on Worldwide Resistance.
All right. Well, if I can do it, I'm going to call into whoever's show it is and give them a live coverage of what's going on in D.C. that day. I will be a part of that.
Definitely. If you're still going to be around the next day on the 12th, we're covering it a bit on the Friday Night Super Show as well. And Dennis would like absolutely cream in his jeans because that's his birthday too. So,
all right,
well, I can tell you this. It'll be the day before the way it falls on Wednesday on Guerrilla Radio. I've been doing the 9/11 show. The last one I did, the promo got shared over on Facebook over 2,000 times.
Yeah, it did.
And
that was I was glad to be a part of that. Thank
the
you
day
very
after.
Much.
Well, that's always...
Last year, the media tried to bury all the bikers that went to D.C., but they're not going to get away with it this time because I will be videotaping it and putting it on Facebook as quickly as I can.
Right on.
Oh,
if they give you any hassle, man, if they give you any hassle, send me an email, man, lastvoiceforliberty@hotmail.com, and email it to me. I'll get it up there, and I'll blast it everywhere.
Right. Well, last year they tried to make it look like there was no bikers in town, and they even had snow on the ground in one of the traffic cameras. I'm going to make sure that don't happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I will post whatever videos I can. You guys should be monitoring those video cameras on the street cameras, because if they try to do that again, I want to expose these pricks. Somebody's doing it.
Well, definitely. See, if you show an inspirational act like people actually getting together and protesting and becoming a part and doing a big thing, this is why they didn't show the Million Mask March. This is why they didn't show, what was that other one earlier this year?
Right.
Oh, crap, I can't even remember it. But you've got to go over to Ustream Live in order to get any type of coverage on this stuff. And it was the same way with Ferguson. If you wanted to get real on-the-ground stuff, you didn't go to InfoWars. You didn't go to the mainstream media. You went to Ustream because that's where it was at. Yeah, some of the InfoWars guys were using Ustream, but still, they couldn't manipulate it because it's a live feed.
Right, right. Well, all I can say is if you have the ability to do screenshots on those traffic cameras during this rally, this honor ride, please do, because... Last year, like I said, they tried to make it look like no bikers showed up. They even had frickin' snow on the ground on one of the cameras.
Yep, because snow in Washington, D.C. in August and September is such a common occurrence.
So, yeah, I got to stop. I got to stop and buy a webcam because I will be coming in the truck and I will be live Ustreaming it just like I did the truck and convoy to D.C.
Hells yeah.
So, if anybody's able to record that Ustream, please do.
I think I can. I have to look and see. I think I do have a downloader that'll do that.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that. All I know how to do is get on Ustream and point a camera.
That's all you need to know right now, buddy.
let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. If we document what we've got on Ustream happening and video cameras being posted on Facebook live from the event, and you got what's going on with the traffic cameras and the government's point of view, you could put them side by side and say, look, we want to know who the hell's responsible for these traffic cameras because this is not right. Why are they doing this? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But somebody should be definitely held. If they're showing pictures with snow on the ground, oh, look, nobody's here.
Yeah, exactly what they tried to do. And that's exactly why I said what I said to the media last year during the trucking protest, so that I would get their feathers up in a bunch so they would not try to bury the trucking convoy like they did the bikers.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did succeeded, because every media had their feathers and their panties in a wad.
They
that
need
was
to.
Awesome.
These people need
right.
to have their panties in a wad. They need to have the virtual wedgie pulled completely up over the back of their friggin' heads.
Absolutely. I love the way this guy talks, man. Yeah, you got it right, Lee.
Hey, man, I'll be the first one to grab that. Grab any of these suit and tie wearing motherfuckers by the BVDs and pull it up right up over their head. I really don't
care. Hook it on their nose.
They need it.
Hook the underwear on the nose.
You want me to go full bully, man? I'll go hang you by a coat hanger in the locker room, motherfucker.
Wedgie from hell.
Yeah, and I'm gonna put it out there. A week from tomorrow, it'll be Wednesday the 10th. I will be doing the 9/11 show, which is always. I mean, when I was with that other network, Freedomizer. For
Ego
2 years, my 9/11 show was the top-rated show on the network for the year, two years running. So
for the year,
for
ladies
the year.
And gentlemen.
So,
and one of those
right
was the leap
gonna,
year, wasn't
gonna,
it?
I don't know about the leap. Yeah, one of them was a leap year. A couple
yeah.
years ago,
hey,
I think, was
that,
a leap
say
year.
Say that five times fast, and then know my pain from my childhood.
Leap year, yeah. Leap year. How funny is that?
Hey, yeah, it's interesting is I was born in 1976, which in fact was a leap year. So,
I got a question for you, Austin.
Yes.
If I'm down here, wait a minute, that's not the question. Did you catch last Sunday's show?
On the archives, yeah.
Go ahead.
Did you know that the guy I had on my show that was down there on the border reported that our own border patrol started open fire at the people down there trying to help? And after he told me the story, I'm like, holy crap, you guys were just set up. They were on private property when this happened. And then they confiscated these people's weapons and wouldn't give them back, wouldn't give them a receipt for the weapons. And the guy that was doing the firing was scared to death. And you got to listen to the whole story. It's close to the second half of the show where the story is being told. But holy crap, they were being set up. Made to look like the bad guy for whatever reason. The government does not want those people there, does not want them helping Border Patrol, and it's not the Border Patrol guys, it's their commanders that are working with the politicians and the higher up Washington, D.C. people, and they actually made an attempt to set up these people as bad guys. Listen to the man's story, and then when you're done listening to it, form your opinion, and maybe you can do another show on that.
I suggest you listen to it once and then listen to it again, because it's absolutely so shocking to me that I'm one of the biggest guys in the world that absolutely distrusts anyone with a badge and a gun. But it's so shocking to me that they would actually turn on these people who are just down there trying to help. And make them look like they're the criminals, when in fact the whole smokescreen with all these open border crap is to let the criminals in, so then therefore they'll have, like I asked for earlier, the Muslims marching down the street trying to behead people. Guess what? You bring a knife to my gunfight, motherfucker, guess what's going to happen?
That's right. And it was shocking to me, too. And I asked that man, his name was KC, I asked him, I said, and do you still trust the Border Patrol? And he goes, Oz, no, sir, I don't.
How could you?
He was unaware. He was unaware that he was set up until I said something to him. And you could tell by the way he responded to me. It never occurred to him. They were set up.
That's a damn shame, too. It really is. I mean,
well,
holy crap, kids.
Well
I'm just bringing it up because I figure Austin was the man to, for the job to do a follow-up on that, because if the Border Patrol, the higher-ups of the Border Patrols are doing that to our own people, there's a bigger story behind that. What's going on?
Well, of course there's a bigger story behind what's going on. There always is. I mean, it's obvious what's in play. They want these open borders. They want to use this as a distraction. I am still under my assumption is all these distractions are for what's really in play. And this is so downplayed. You don't hear anything from the lamestream media about this BRICS and about what's going on.
Right. Well, like I said, I'm bringing it up to you guys because you guys, your shows are issues and facts and research. My show is not. Mine is principle, moral, what I think and feel, how I see things. But it's not research and facts, where you guys are. You guys are research and facts, and that's why I'm asking you guys to look into that a little bit. You might find a pretty damn good rated show coming up, you know what I mean?
No, definitely for sure. This is something that I've been actually kind of working on and formulating. I'm just kind of, you know, trying to fit it into whichever show it is that I can fit it in on, you know.
Right.
Yeah, this that's a big thing. I also am, to be quite honest, this entire Border Patrol situation kind of also ties in with what I was going to talk about this coming up Monday about we ready for 9/11 Part 2.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said earlier in the show, that those missing nuclear weapons out of Texas are still missing. You remember the one that Joe Biden said was going to go off in Charleston, South Carolina?
Yep.
Yeah, they're still missing. And now we have ISIS saying that they found weapons of mass destruction. I wonder if they might be the ones that were missing from here.
Most likely. I mean,
well,
their track record would lead
you
to that.
Use them.
Well, their track record would lead you to believe that, you know, almost instantaneously.
Because I saw an article a while ago that ISIS members were spotted in L.A. I'm like, excuse me? They had to come across with all those other illegal aliens.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the thing about these weapons of mass destruction, and here's going to be the key that will tie it in with the federal government, ladies and gentlemen, 100%. You cannot fire these big nuclear weapons or things like that without codes in order to activate them. If they
That's
get
right.
the codes, they activate them, then you know that they got them from the U.S. government, and I don't care how many of them we got to hang, you hang them all.
And you got to have two codes at two different military bases, and the number one code to actually detonate it is that football that the president carries.
That's right.
So if one of those weapons go off, Obama himself had to do it.
110%
exactly.
Correct.
Yeah, you never do know. I remember talking about media manipulation a few years back where these drone planes, they actually had these students from Texas A&M supposedly or allegedly hacked these drone planes and were able to control drone planes from the United States. So you can see how this would be spun, that these ISIS, these evil men, would somehow get, you know, get these codes, I mean, you know, and be able to, you know, set the bombs off without the president's football. I mean, look at the quality videos they create for beheading.
Oh, yeah, they're quality. A number one. You know, Steven Spielberg's going to hire him for the next movie he does. Yeah, I'm sure.
You guys want to hear a real Twilight Zone one?
Sure thing, Rob.
Hang on a second. Twilight Zone.
Real Twilight Zone shit, man. Let me tell you what. Yep, that's it. Last Sunday. Sunday, I had, I won't say his name, but I had a very wealthy person who was listening to my show. And he messaged me through another person that he wanted to hear my plan. Last night, I had a dream about that. And my wife told me today that she had a dream. She told me the whole dream. And I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding me. And the weird thing is that when she told me her dream, it was the same thing I dreamed.
Really?
Yeah, what's the odds of two people having the same dream? Yep, that's right.
You're entering a dimension of sight and sound, a dimension with no borders.
Wow!
The signpost up ahead, your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
The Twilight Zone.
Yep. Well, yeah, that's really crazy, God, though, huh?
Yeah, that's happened to me once or twice in my life, and it is kind of weird. But then on the other hand, I just kind of go, well, yeah, we're kind of simpatico, so yeah, it would almost make sense at some point in time. But no, man, if that's really going to be the case, and if he's willing to hear your plan, I say get there. Get it to him.
Well, let's put it this
way.
If I get a man with money to hear my plan, and if he likes what he hears, to finance it, I'm going to be not driving a truck no more. I'm going to be out full-time activist. Full-time.
Yeah, it's awesome. We got to be able to do it at some point in time. You know, I mean, there are so many of us out there as activists now that are going without food or, you know, sucking down the ramen noodles on a daily basis because, you know, we're trying to get out and get the word out. Guess what, folks? This job don't pay. You know, it does not bolster your financial standing any bit whatsoever. So, you know, this is a labor of love. We do this because, hey, guess what? Even though y'all piss us off a lot, we do actually love and care about you and are fighting for you no matter what.
Yeah, exactly. And, Lee, I told you in past conversations how to know when it's me in the news.
I know.
You said, yeah, I'll know. That's what you said.
I'll know.
It's like he's got these things going on upstairs in his brain compartment that aren't working properly. He's got these fucking psychological shit going on, and you better fucking watch himself, I tell you. He's going to fucking get hammered.
Good.
Man,
I don't know, man,
those trailer park boys, they are just so funny. Oh, my.
Oh, that's right. 4 days till the new season comes out on Netflix. Be there or be square.
I'll tell you what, these bikers and truckers coming to D.C. on 9/11 are going to have a hell of a time if they're coming up from the south, because I'm coming into D.C. right now, and it's all construction.
Oh, what a surprise.
Yeah.
Really?
I hate going
really?
Into the snake pit.
Yeah,
and that's
what it is.
Right, I'll talk about the media manipulation and go back to the Sandy Hook or the Sandy Hoax, whatever you want to call it.
Sandy
Hoax. The sheriff who's talking about disinformation, isn't this ironic?
Oh, that piece of crap.
Oh, the guy that says he's the master. Oh, I wrote about him in the Chronicles of the Dashboard Outlaw.
One thing that's becoming somewhat of a concern, and that is misinformation that's being posted on social media sites. It is important to know that we have discussed with federal authorities that these issues are crimes. They will be investigated statewide and federally, and prosecution will take place when people perpetrating this information are identified. Again, all information relative to this case is coming from these microphones, and any information coming from other sources cannot be confirmed, and in many cases, it's been found is inaccurate. So I simply, that's the newest twist today, that we want to make sure that's perfectly clear, that social media websites that contain information relative to this case are not being posted by the Connecticut State Police, are not being posted by the Newtown Police, are not being posted by any authorities in this case. So any of that information and people that are putting that information up there in any manner, all right, that can be construed as a violation of state or federal law, will be prosecuted, will be investigated and prosecuted.
Don't give me attitude, sir.
Yeah, yeah. As long as it comes from the government agencies, it's credible, right? Yeah, right.
Right. What state or federal law is being broken by you releasing information on YouTube?
None. Zero.
Well,
this asshole was talking
up.
Out his ass, plain and true. The shit was spraying onto the microphone. He was talking out his ass so bad.
I agree. But it worked.
Didn't work
she
for us.
She played it up.
We didn't stop. I'm sorry, but that rotund son of a bitch can kiss my crippled ass. I don't give a damn whether he thinks, I can prosecute you for saying things that we're not saying. No. Suck a fat baby's balls there. Go eat another biscuit or another donut or whatever the hell's keeping you around 400 pounds, and then take your fat ass back to your car because I'm done with your bullshit. You can't prosecute anybody for saying anything in this country. It's called the First Amendment of the United States. That is federal law. That is supreme law. Suck a fucking fat baby's balls, you fucking coward-ass, Mountie hat-wearing piece of shit.
Okay, Lee, I got to correct you on that. That is not a law. It's a right, and rights are above the law.
It's a protected right.
Well, he called
right.
it a law. And the one thing that really irks me, if you listen to that, is he's like the authority from these microphones.
Yeah, he flat out said, I'm the master. And that's what I wrote about in the Chronicles of the Dashboard Outlaw. It didn't end well for him in that story I made up.
That's
it's the very last story called Hang 'em High. So if you don't want to read the whole thing, just read the one that says Hang 'em High, and then you'll see what happens.
Another one of my favorite movies.
Another one of mine, too. I love Clint Eastwood, man.
I can see how this is going to end up. One of these days, we're all going to get together. Me and Earl are going to go sit and watch Clint Eastwood movies and drink rum all day, and you all will be talking amongst yourselves.
Yeah, we'll be in jail.
I don't go to jail.
Yeah, we'll be looking at each other going, another fine mess you got me into.
No, we'll be like, this is all Austin's fault.
I want to put a shout out to Rebuke Against Libertarians and Democrats, the debate group. There's like 11,000 people in it.
Mm-hmm.
They took down one of my pictures today.
It shows a little girl hugging her
daddy in the uniform. Daddy, thanks for killing those brown kids for my freedom.
Did they took that down?
I guess they took my post down. After it was already liked about 14 times and had like 30, 40 comments rolling.
Yep. They took it down, huh? A little bit of
butter.
They took
it down.
A little bit of the case of the old sand in the vagina, I take it.
Right. But the funny thing is, let me get to it here. Let me click on it. I wanted to see here. You're
now,
excited to feel these nipples.
Yeah, this is the group. They're called Republicans, Libertarians, Democrats, Political Debate Arena. Now this is their heading. Welcome. This group is where members can express their ideas, thoughts, and opinions and have real discussions about political issues. The goal here is to foster mutual understanding, not necessarily agreement, on political topics by sharing information with each other. But they didn't like my picture.
You got to wait. It's not just these, like Roger was saying, these groups with truth in it, but it's a lot of these other ones where, in our header we say we're all about everybody getting together, expressing ideas and everything else, and then when you express an idea that they don't like,
as long
then
as it suits their agenda, yeah.
Yep. I got into a debate with some people on one page, and I posted about this over the Michael, what's his face? The kid that got shot in Ferguson. I can't remember his damn name now. Michael Brown. Over him getting shot and the fake picture they're posting of somebody else, this convicted murderer of his grandmother from some other state, wasn't even the guy. And I was like, dude, I mean, how much more, ridiculously ignorant can you be? That's not even the kid, and you're posting around, oh, look at this. This is Michael Brown. Is this the kind of kid that you're all worried about? No, you're posting fake propaganda. They're like, whoop, you're blocked. What?
Yeah.
but I'm right, you fucking idiot. It's like, come on.
Boys, I got to duck
out of here, man. I got to get over to the other studio and get everything set up and ready to go over there. So thanks for letting me join in and run my mouth. And Austin, apparently you and I are going to have to invade the rant and show them how the rant's really done.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get together with Roger Landry and the Liberty Beacon. The guy is amazing. And thanks for joining in today on the Truth Train, Lee. You do so much. Don't get burnt out, my friend. Do your thing.
Oh no, I got plenty of fuel in the tank now, buddy. I'm ready to rock.
All right, my friend. And you have a good show tonight.
You too, guys, man. Much love, man.
Later, guys.
All right, my friend.
I'm the mouth, and I'm out.
Ah, the mouth is out.
Looks like you're stuck with me now.
Ah, no, I've never stuck with you. You know I love you like a brother from another mother.
There you go,
my
friend.
I was just getting a chuckle. This Ronald Wick actually called himself a limited libertarian.
Who? I don't know who this person is.
Oh, you're gonna have to go to YouTube and check out Hardfire. He did a TV show, public TV show, debunking 9/11. He had truthers on there, and he would debunk them. Yeah.
Well, you were talking about media manipulation. You know, their manipulation has worked so well. I was in a couple of conversations on Facebook today, and I'm appalled by how many people have no real concept of what freedom really is. Did you catch all that?
Yeah, they have no idea. True freedom is not easy. It's very hard. It's being responsible for your own actions and for yourself and ruling yourself and taking care of yourself.
Yes, you're preaching to the choir when you're talking to me about it. But these people, for example, the idea that the DMV in a personal vehicle car is illegal, but yet the government and the schools and everybody try to make these people believe that driving a car is a privilege. And when I tried to even give them case...
Oh. Looks like we've lost the dashboard outlaw. All right. Well, yep, we lost the dashboard outlaw. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in today. I wanted to play a little Zsa Zsa today. Oh, there he is. He's back.
Yeah,
all right, buddy.
I'm sorry. I lost signal.
That's all right. No problem. I knew you did.
Yeah, I was saying, though, is that, you know, that the lady that I was talking to, she wants her country back and the Constitution and all that. But when I said something to her about the DMV being illegal, that you are not required to have driver's license plate, registration in a personal vehicle, oh, man, she went off because, no, driving is a privilege, not a right. And I'm like, holy crap, lady. And I showed her case law. And she still wanted to deny that, you know, I had anything right.
Well, we know how these people are. I mean, they believe everything that the government tells them. They need an authority some authority in their life to tell them how to live their life. I mean, it's,
well, yeah, I get that, but it's like I don't get what I don't get is that why in the hell can't she even accept the facts when you present it to her? I gave her a case law where the judge himself in a federal court ruled that you're free to travel, but if you drive a commercial vehicle, you are a driver. Therefore, the government has the right to require these things. And she still denied it. I mean, I gave it to her. So the only thing I can figure is between the indoctrination in schools, the media manipulation, fluoride in the water, all this shit has just killed that part of the brain for critical thinking.
Amen. Well, it's hard to be a critical thinker. It's easy to conform and go with the flow and just you know, lap up the honey boo-boo. That's easy.
Yeah,
but
I've heard of Honey Boo-Boo, but I've never even watched the stupid show. I haven't any TV in God knows how long.
Well, I watch very little TV. It's usually a little bit of sports when I do, and that's about it anymore. Once in a while, I watch the lamestream media for a chuckle to see what I should be investigating, because anything they tell you about through that media manipulation, forget about it.
Yeah, the last time I remember being an avid watching TV, Star Trek The Next Generation had just got canceled. That's when I quit watching.
I got you. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. I'm going to wrap up the Truth Train with a couple of songs in the studio. Thanks to all listeners. Stick around. I'm going to play a couple tunes and check us out tomorrow. I'll be hosting the Gorilla Radio. I'm not even sure if I'm going to have a co-host or not, because Lisa's got so much going on. But in the meantime, shut up. Be happy.
Depression may occur. Stay in your home. curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.